Today's Monday, December 24th, 2018, and this is Life Words Day by Day. Hey, happy Christmas Eve. Luke 2, 6-7, that's your life word for today. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. You know, I'm praying for you that today and especially tonight, that'll be a time of wonderful memories made with you and your family. There's just something special about Christmas Eve. It's always been a special time for me, even when I was a kid. You know, my mom and dad, they did Christmas upright. Mom was a great cook. And even though there were times we didn't have a lot monetarily, there was always wonderful food at Christmas. And Dad made sure there were presents. May not have been a lot of presents. And the gifts were never really expensive. But for my brother and me, man, we thought they cost $1 million. The songs depicting that first Christmas Eve, they bless us, don't they? They paint a picturesque scene of a perfect hayfield trough. There's animals standing dutifully alongside of Joseph as if to help him deliver the baby Jesus. Mary looks so beautiful. She looks very peaceful and happy. But in actuality, that first Christmas Eve, it was probably more of a scene of chaos than of silent night. There was no clean, sterile hospital to bring Jesus into the world. No professional obstetrician to help Mary in her time of need. No family to stand by and offer this family support. Wasn't even a hotel room for a couple that was in big trouble. Just a dirty barn on a cold night. A barn full of livestock and all that comes with it. You know, we can fault the people of Bethlehem that night for not responding to the needs of the Savior. But honestly, this was the Father's plan. He brought his perfect Son, our Savior and King, to become one of us. And it was his design that Jesus come in the lowest manner possible. The pure one being ushered into the filth of this world. And the only people the Father made a point of announcing the birth of his Son to would be the lowly shepherds. That was his plan. Never again would God be out of reach for mankind. We could never ascend to his majesty. So God sent himself in the form of his Son to me and you. So tonight, enjoy all the Christmas Eve has to offer. Make it one to remember. But if you find yourself alone this Christmas Eve, if the money's tight, or life has kind of backed you into a corner, remember that this holy night that God ushered in so long ago, it was for you. He came for you. And for me, he became one of us so that we could become one of his. From the Life Word team worldwide, broadcasting in 43 languages to 121 countries to a potential audience of 1/4 of the world, have a great Christmas Eve. And we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.